From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Senator John McCain is the projected winner tonight in Vermont, Ohio, Rhode Island, Texas, and that means that he's the projected winner of the Republican presidential nomination. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are dueling in the big states of Texas and Ohio. Obama has won in Vermont, and we've yet to project a Democratic winner in Rhode Island. The polls are now closed across all four states, though Texas Democrats were caucusing tonight as well.
And while we wait for tonight's results, it is clear that neither Democrat will be able to call this over. So we're going to look ahead now to the next big contest, and that's in Pennsylvania, where 188 delegates are at stake. Ed Rendell is the Democratic governor of Pennsylvania, a supporter of Hillary Clinton, and he joins us now. Governor Rendell, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And your take on the results that you've seen so far tonight. Do you think this is a good night for Hillary Clinton?
Well, a little too soon to tell. I like the exit polls. Both Fox and CNN said that 80% of the voters said the economy was important. Hillary Clinton won those by 5% margin. The 20% that said they were okay with the economy, Barack Obama won by 1%. Now, if that holds, that should translate to a 5 or 6 point win for Hillary Clinton statewide. But again, you know, exit polls are not always...
we've learned that in the past.
Yeah, we've learned that in the past. And of course, Hillary got hurt by the bad weather being concentrated in the northeast part of the state, which were her strongholds. So, you know, we're all holding our breath there. Texas, obviously the polls just closed, too soon to tell. Encouraging thing about Texas is a strong Latino turnout, and Hillary Clinton defined sort of the projections that said there was going to be this generational split in the Latino vote, appears to be getting two-thirds of the Latino vote, which is huge in Texas.
So, at the same time, Governor Rendell, even though she may do well in these states tonight, the delegate count is not working in her favor. How does she overcome that as she heads toward Pennsylvania, if she heads toward Pennsylvania?
Well, let me give you a scenario. And regardless of what the superdelegates do in the next week or two, remember, superdelegates don't cast a vote as well as anybody else. We don't cast a vote till the last week in August in Denver. Now, let's assume Hillary Clinton were to win Ohio and Texas tonight. Let's assume she wins Pennsylvania, and I believe if she wins Ohio and Texas, we'll win a sizable victory here in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. This is a very good state for a lot of reasons for Hillary Clinton. Then let's assume Florida and Michigan do have primaries, and you heard Governor Chris say he'd be willing to hold a primary, and she wins Florida and Michigan, two states that are pretty good for her. She goes into the convention having won the big states of Ohio, Texas, Pennsylvania, Florida, and Michigan, on top of New York, Massachusetts, New Jersey, California. It's pretty hard to deny her the nomination because those are the states that Democrats have to win in the fall. And, you know, some of those states are traditional Democratic states like New York, but others, like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Ohio, were within a hair of going for two of them, Michigan and Pennsylvania, almost went for George Bush in 2004, and Ohio did. So she's got a very plausible argument to the superdelegates. I'm the most electable in the election this fall. And that I think, is something that superdelegates have to weigh.
That's a lot of ifs in that scenario, Governor Rendell. Let me ask you one last thing here before I let you go.
She wins, I think you'll grant me, if she wins Texas and Ohio, given the demographics of Pennsylvania, Florida, and Michigan, she'd have to be the favorites to win Pennsylvania, Florida, and Michigan.
The one question looking forward to November is whether you think Pennsylvania will be a Democratic the Democrats will win in Pennsylvania, in your state. What do you think? How does it look?
It's not easy. John McCain is the strongest Republican candidate for appeal in Pennsylvania that they've fielded in 4 or 5 presidential elections. Can we win? Absolutely. Is it going to be close? Absolutely. We'll all need to pull together. And my message to Democrats is whoever loses here, you've got a week to get over it, week to pout, a week to be disappointed, and then we got to be together because we've got to change this country. We've got to bring universal health care to America. We've got to change our economy, change so many different things. And the way to do it is unite.
Okay, Governor Rendell, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
That's Governor Ed Rendell, the governor of Pennsylvania. Robert?